How are you dealing with this Kawhi Leonard news?
Oh man, you know what it is. I'm dealing with it pretty good because he's been shipped, and I was able to witness something that I thought I would never witness in my lifetime. So to be there, not only to witness it, but to be a part of it was something special, man. It's always a great thing. At the end of the day, he has to do his best for him and his family. But you know, you can't take back what's been given.
Do Raptors fans need another scolding from Masai Ujiri at the beginning of the season so that they actually learn to stop doubting themselves and appreciate this thing?
100%. I mean, you got to enjoy it. I keep telling people, like, you know, what do you think about the quiet thing? I'm like, man, I'm just enjoying the fact we're champions, and we're champions till next NBA Finals. So enjoy the ride till then, because who knows? Who knows what next year will bring? I know there's still a lot of potential to bring some big name players in, but can we accomplish what we did? Every team's getting stronger, you know, and it's going to be tough. But no championship is ever easy, you know. So, like I said, I'm just happy that my city was able to accomplish this and to live this moment. You know, it's something that I could, you know, share with my kids, their kids. It's written in history.
Did you think he was going to stay?
No.
Okay, yeah, well, I think you're in the minority because I think we all got our hopes up, D-Row, that he was actually going to re-up and stay with the Raptors. You know, but you brought up the great point, home is home, right?
Yeah, and not only that, it's it is home, and he tried to go to L.A. before. You know, L.A. is obviously a huge, huge market, and, you know, it's something that, you know, I guess if you look at all the pros for him, I guess it outweighed the cons. And, you know, obviously, selfishly, we would love to see him stay because of his tremendous contribution to the city and the team. But, you know, wish him all the best.
Dwayne Rosario, former TFC.
Not when he plays us, though.
Yeah, exactly. Dwayne Rosario, former TFC captain and Canadian men's national team player. Join Dwayne for the City Shred Fueled by Genuine Health Kids Edition, the ultimate one-day kids fitness event led by professional soccer player Dwayne De Rosario. Available for kids ages 8+ on Saturday, July 20th at the Central Toronto Academy. For more details, head to www.city/shred. .com. D-Row, well, we saw the Women's World Cup final yesterday. The United States done it again. And there was some VAR controversy, the penalty when Alex Morgan was hitting the shoulder with an errant boot. Do you like VAR in today's game, or were you better without it?
Yeah, I think I was better without it. I mean, obviously there's some circumstances that the referee that does hamper the potential of a goal-scoring opportunity that, you know, you look at it and you're like, okay, yeah, that was deserving of a penalty shot. But then there's stuff like that that's just totally unintentional. The ball had no place of even going close to the goal, or a turnaround and just a wild shot. But there's no more a ball to hand anymore. You know, it's I think some of it's a little bit too much, and it's tough. Like it's almost you gotta play with no arms as a defender, because anytime the ball hits your arm, it's a penalty shot, and the ball could be going out, you know, off the field, you know, for a throw-in or something like that. So it's a little challenging. It's obviously a gray area. And then, you know, I'm not a big fan of it right now. I am, obviously, when it works in my favor. But when it does it's frustrating.
Dwayne, what impression did the U.S. women's team leave with you? They began the tournament with a 13-0 thrashing. And then they were clearly the best team in this tournament, but the knock against them was they were maybe a little cocky, a little over aggressive. Yeah. Just what's your take on
them? Well, with no disrespect, that's American. Let's be honest, right? they go into competitions very confident. You know, they go in thinking they're going to win, and I think that's something that's from my experience, even playing in soccer against U.S. That's always being their kind of poise. That's how they. That's why I guess everybody wants to beat them, you know. But and I think in competition, there's nothing wrong with that. To have that confidence and that little bit of cockiness, you know. Because they put a lot of resources into it. And going back to, you know, I think, man, when I watched them play, I was like, these women are beasts out there. I mean, the fullbacks overlapping. They're very aggressive going forward. They take risks in good areas. They're solid defensively. You know, I credit where credit's due. That was a very, very good performance, World Cup performance by the U.S.
Megan Rapinoe scored on a penalty after Alex Morgan was, you know, we talked about the controversial call, the VAR call. So the Americans went with their best player to take the penalty. Earlier in the tournament, Canada did not go with their best player to take the penalty. Your reaction to that?
Confused. I'm not sure why St. Clair didn't step up and take that penalty shot. There's obviously personal reasons, but people always ask me that question, and I have no answer. I don't know what the comments were after, towards why she didn't want to take the penalty shot. Maybe as a coach, I would say no, take the penalty shot. But I guess if she's not feeling it at the moment, you can't force someone to take a penalty shot. And there's so much riding for her to take that. It was the moment, you know. It was the moment that as a fan, you're waiting for it, and it happened, and you're like, is she not taking the penalty shot? And everyone's like, oh my gosh! And then of course the miss, and it inflates the situation even further. I know. It was me in that situation, which I would love to be in that situation. Definitely, I'm taking a penalty shot. But, that's just me speaking. I'm not too sure why she didn't step up. Hopefully, one day when I see her, I'll ask her that question.
You thought the women's team was disappointing. Wait till you see the men's team crashing out of the Gold Cup against Haiti. How do you recover from a loss like that?
Listen, the reality is, you know, these so-called smaller countries are putting a lot of resources into the sport, and they're developing, you know, and they're accessing a lot of players. Now, if you look leading up to that game, I thought we looked pretty decent, you know. In all fairness, we haven't really played a real team besides Mexico, you know, and we lost that game. And Haiti, obviously, they showed what they're going to offer, and we need to step it up for sure, because going into World Cup qualifier yet again, you know, it's going to be those teams that we're going to be playing against, and they're stepping their game up. So we got to figure it out. We got to collectively come together as an organization and as a country and figure it out. There's got to be some accountability. Like you said, the women's, for me, was disappointing. Not so much more so on the play. You know, I thought, you know, a little bit more creativity going forward, a little more aggressiveness going forward. I didn't really see that. I saw some bright young spots from the young girl from Pickering. You know, she's getting up and down the field. Of course, shot in the middle, played, you know, fantastic World Cup. But, you know, there's so much creativity that's just lacking just a little bit that we need to address.
Former TFC captain, Canadian men's national team member Dwayne DiRosario joining us here on the starting lineup. Diro, some of those games you played for Canada for qualifying in CONCACAF in those Central American countries, how tough is it to go on the road to play teams like, you know, Guatemala or Haiti? How tough is it to go on the road to play those countries, and how rabid are those fan bases?
It's extremely, extremely difficult. When you're there and you know, as soon as you get off the plane, cameras in your face, and they're not there. Hey, you know, welcome Canada, they're coming to town. They're there looking to see, they're looking to see, you know, if anyone's coming off injured. They're in your face constantly. The fans are at your hotel, making noise, pulling fire alarms. You know, when you're training, you're driving your bus, they're throwing stuff at the bus. You know, stuff that never happens here. You know, I'm not saying that we necessarily need to have the same treatment, but when fans come here, but there needs to be a little bit more aggression, a little bit like, you know, we proud. And they make it very difficult for opposing teams to play in these places. You know, they put in the weather where it's very hot, you know, so they play towards their strengths. So there's so much things that people don't realize that you're up against when you're in those situations that, you know, it's not documented. And having witnessed it many, many, many times, it just gets more and more difficult. You know, last time we played in Panama, they're lighting fireworks in front of a hotel. they're revving their bikes. You have to, some guys had sleeping pills, some guys had earplugs, and it's all night. Calling your phones, ringing the fire, pulling the fire alarms. You know, you get it from all angles. You know, old and young. So that's what it's like.
Dwayne, before I let you go, tell us about your relationship with Genuine Health and this city shred program you're doing on the July 20th at Central Toronto Academy.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big advocate of kids being active and kids in sports and health. So this is pretty much a platform where kids could come out and we're going to be pushing their abilities. But most importantly, we're going to be trying to inspire kids, especially in this day and age, that may be lacking a little bit self-belief or looking for a little push or some drive. Parents are definitely welcome to come and see what it's all about. But I'm excited and looking forward to City Shred Kids Edition. It's the first Kids Edition, so I'm happy and honored to be a part of it. And you know, it's all about, you know, getting kids active and getting them disconnecting from their gadgets and phones and getting out there and you know, getting fit and appreciating and pushing their bodies in places and creating self and personal confidence, and hopefully it would help to elevate them in whatever endeavor that they're pursuing in their future.
Dwayne DiRosiero is former TFC captain, former member of Canada's men's national soccer team. Dero, thanks for doing this.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
There he goes. Join Dero at the Central Toronto Academy July 20th for the City Shred, fueled by Genuine Health.